배고파. 자자시 제타니 다나떼난다. 자르타 천도 자고 우르바꾸린다. 자자시 제타니 다나떼난다. 자르타 천도 자고 우르바꾸린다. 자야 자야 시태타니 다나트야난다. 자야 드웨이타 천주 자야 가우르 바뀌어간다. We need this adjusted, it's on the wrong chapter. Yeah, that's number 12. Chapter 13, texts 8 through 18. What we're going to do is read all the verses. There's a purport to the first verse and a purport to the last verse. But in order to catch the storyline and keep that all current in our minds, we'll go through all the different verses, and then I'll go back to the first one and do the purport and explain it. Okay. Text number 8. Baliste daitya ganayena matahati jagannathvi jayakaraya karihatahati. The very strongly built daityas, carriers of Lord Jagannath deity, were as powerful as drunken elephants. They manually carried Lord Jagannath from the throne to the car. Text 9. Kataka daitya kare skanda arambhana. Kataka daitya dare sri padma charana. While carrying the Jagannath deity, some of the daityas took hold of the shoulders of the Lord and some caught his lotus feet. Katitate bhada drida stula pata dori dui dhiti dita gana utayata hadari. The Lord Jagannath deity was bound by the waist, at the waist by a strong thick rope made of silk. From two sides, the daityas caught hold of this rope and raised the deity. Ucha dhidha turi sabha pati sane sane. Strong puffed up cotton pads called tulis were spread out from the throne to the car, and the heavy deity of Lord Jagannath was carried from one pillow-like pad to the next by the daityas. Prabhu Pagya Gate Tuli Haya Kanda Tanda Tula Sabo Udiya Sabha Chanda. While the daityas carried the heavy Jagannath deity from one pad to the next, some pads broke, and the cotton contents floated into the air. When they broke, they made a heavy, cracking sound. Unfortunately, or whatever, this practice, this particular part of this ceremony is no longer used. They don't have these tulis. But you can just imagine all these people watching the deity being carried, and then when one of them cracked, everybody must have gone, Arimo! I don't know. They set him down, but just on the ground. He has no longer any pads for him. Text 13. Verse from Mara Jagannate Kekcharite Bhare Apanai Chayachare Karite Vihare. Lord Jagannath is the maintainer of the whole universe. Who can carry him from one place to another? However, the Lord moves by his personal will just to perform his pastimes. Mahaprabhu manima manima thari dhani nana vajya kolahale kichunat nisi. While the Lord was being transported from the throne to the car, tumultuous sounds were made on various musical instruments. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting, Mani Ma, Mani Ma, but he could not be heard. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The word Mani Ma is used to address a respectable person in Orissa. Lord Jagannath was being respectfully addressed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this way. Text 15.
Tabe patta parudya kare apane sevana sovana marjane rana kare patsa marjana.
While the Lord was being carried from his throne to the car, King Pachapudra personally engaged in the Lord's service by cleansing the road with a broom that had a golden handle.
Chandana jalete kare patane sevana Tucha seva karevasi raja simhasane.
The king sprinkled the road with sandalwood scented water. Although he was the owner of the royal throne, he engaged in menial service for the sake of Lord Jagannath.
Utamahana raja kare tuchsevana aiteva jagannathera kukara bhajana.
Although the king was the most exalted, respectable person, still he accepted menial service for the Lord. He therefore became a suitable candidate for receiving the Lord's mercy.
Mahaprabhu sukha paila se seva dekhite Mahaprabhura kripa haile se seva haite.
Upon seeing the king engaged in such menial service, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very happy. Simply by rendering this service, the king received the mercy of the Lord.
Om Gyanatimanandasya Ganandana Sarakaya Chakshurum Niritam Gena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha.
So Keshava, can you go back to text 8, please? So we'll read this in the purport. Before I start that, I wanted to explain a little bit about the narrative, because if we understand what's going on and how it's been leading up to it, we can better understand the mood. I can't possibly express to you the mood of what's going on here with a million people. Of course, at this time, there might not have been a million people because they didn't have trains and trucks and buses and cars, but the whole culture, the whole group of people at this festival it's been a constant build-up for this pahandi. Pahandi is, there's two parts to this festival being described in these verses. The first is Lord Jagannath being brought from the simhasan in the temple out to the cart. We've all seen the photos where the three carts are out in front of the temple. And the deity is brought out of the temple onto the carts. His carrying, pahandi means step by step, pahandi. It's bringing the deity from the temple out to the cart. And then the second part is when the king comes and sweeps the carts. That's called chara pahara. So there's two parts to this ceremony that are being described. But what's important to understand, what's interesting, is that there's a development going on in this narrative, and there's several layers to it, that Krishnadas Kaviraj is a genius maestro writer, is incorporating. And a lot of them aren't even really written, they're just known to the people in the culture as this event begins to take place. For example, that tent out there, when anybody comes to this temple and sees the tent, then immediately what happens? You start to understand something's coming up, something's going to happen. And we all know what it is. It's the Holy Name Festival. So there's some anticipation which begins. That starts back on Vasant Panchami for Rath Yatra. That's the first day of spring, usually around February, which is like a Advaita Acharya's appearance day prior to Gaur Purnim. And on that day in Orissa, the carpenters go out every single year. They make a new cart. It's not that they make a cart and use the same one all the time. Although that recently, due to environmental concerns, there was a push to do that, But the people who are engaged for generations in making these carts, you can't take their service away like that. Come on. So they didn't do it. They, unfortunately, ISKCON actually helped repopulate the forest so that the trees would be there so that those people could do their service. So on Vasant Panchami, they start to cut the trees. On the first day of Chandan Yatra, which is called Akshaya Tritiya, sometime in the spring, later on, maybe May, is usually when Chandan Yatra takes place. The first day, what happens is that all those trees have been cut into logs, and the logs have been placed in front of the temple management office on Grand Road, in between the Jagannath Temple and Gundicha, which is now a big market. So every time you go shopping, what happens in the town of Jagannath Puri, starting on Akshaya Tritiya, the first day of Chandan Yatra, is day by day by day, you see the development of these carts being built right on the main road. They're done by hand all day long. They have little pandal, and the carpenters are out on the street whittling and creating the carts by hand. So that event is taking place slowly by slowly by slowly. The whole culture is getting ready for Rath Yatra. On the Purnima, on the full moon day of Jaist, which is the hottest day of the year, there's Snan Yatra, where Lord Jagannath comes out of the temple and goes up on, we've all seen pictures of the temple, there's a big wall around the Jagannath temple. On the front, from the Simhadwara gate, on the right-hand side, there's a big platform, it's called the Snan Vedi, and that's where the deities come. They don't actually come out of the temple, they come out of their temple, but onto the wall of the temple. So they're up there, and they bathe them. And all day long, that's a long ceremony. It starts early in the morning. And then at night, he wears the Hathi Vesha, the elephant outfit. And then he catches a cold. So he goes into the hospital. He goes in to be renovated. It's called Anavasara. And when he goes into seclusion, no one can see him. And we've just been reading about that in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So all these different events are leading to the point where he's going to come out again after his sickness. That's Netrotsava, which is the day before. Then there's the cleansing of the Gundicha temple, and we read that, where they're getting the temple where he's going to go ready. So all these events are like anticipation. They create anticipation within the hearts of all the devotees. And of course, the core meaning for culture or civilization is to help us develop love for the Lord. So this Vedic culture, this particular Rath Yatra ceremony and the culture of Jagannath worship all help and nurture and nutrient that love. So now we'll read about the particular details of some of the devotees and how they interact with the Lord. So text number 8. The very strongly built daityas, carriers of Lord Jagannath, were as powerful as drunken elephants. They manually carried Lord Jagannath from the throne to the car. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The word daitya refers to one who has received the mercy of the Lord. Lord Jagannath has a number of stalwart servants known as daityas. These servants do not come from very high caste families, Brahmins, Kshatriyas, and Vaishyas. But because they're engaged in the service of the Lord, they have been elevated to a respected position. Thus, they're known as daityas. These servants of Lord Jagannath take care of the Lord from the day of Snan Yatra up to the time the Lord is carried to the throne to the Rath Yatra car, from the throne to the Rath Yatra car. In the Kshetra Mahatmya, these daityas are said to come from the Savaras, a caste that keeps and sells pigs. Kshetra Mahatmya. As we know, the Vedas are a vast canon of literature. There are 18 Puranas, 108 Upanishads, Upapuranas, historical books, Mahabharata, Ramayana. Purana means old, but it also means history. A Purana is the history of the universe. And 18 different Puranas, there's 6 in each category. 6 in the mode of goodness, 6 in the mode of passion, and 6 for those in the mode of ignorance. In other words, it's history of the universe told from different points of view. In the Skanda Purana, there's a huge section. It's the largest Purana. And one of that one section of this huge book, 81,000 verses, is called Tirtha Mahatmyas. And in the Skanda Purana, the history of different tirthas is related. Like, we're probably familiar with Navadvip Dham Mahatmya by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, or Mathura Mahatmya by Rupa Goswami. There's Ujjain Mahatmya, Tirupati Mahatmya, Badrinath Mahatmya. So there's a section of Skanda Purana, which describes all the different tirthas and the history of how that came about. Skanda is the son of Lord Shiva. The book is so written because it describes how the demigods and the demons were at war, and the demigods wanted to have Lord Shiva's son become the commander of their army to defeat the demons, and thus Skanda, or Kartikeya, was born. And his birth is described in that history, therefore it's called Skanda Purana. In that section of Tirtha Mahatmyas, one section called Purushottama Kshetra Mahatmya. Purushottama Kshetra is Jagannath Puri, named after Purushottama, Lord Jagannath. So, in that, it's describing here that these daityas are described as a caste of people who at that time, many millions of years ago, took care of pigs and were pig herders. Now, for us, in our conditioned state of Western, nice, plumbing culture, keeping pigs sounds like a gross or odd caste. But actually, it's very efficient. When I first went to Orissa, I haven't seen it. It seems to have been outdated due to modern plumbing, but there were actually castes of people who would go from village, in the village, who would keep the pigs. When we first went to Vrindavan, many of us that may have gone there years ago would see the pigs. And what happens is that there are places where people pass stool and urine, villagers, and then the pigs come and clean it up. Just a side note about today's modern so-called advancement. There's recently been a great disturbance in Radhakund, because the highest place in the universe, spiritually, so many people have come there and lived and built houses, and they have underground plumbing, that the seepage of all that is starting to go into the Kund from underground, and it caused a cholera epidemic recently. And the government, Radhakund isn't real high on the list for tax income, so Radhakund is not real high on the list for fixing that. And there's a stench that's starting to come from the corn. So we may think that keeping pigs is a really dirty, low-born, low-class activity, but in another form of nature, it's actually very efficient. And Vishvavasu was the head of that caste, and he was the one that was worshipping Nila Madhava in the forests of Purusottama, etc. I think everybody knows the story. Don't have time to tell about how I came across that book. That's another pastime for another time. But Lord Jagannath revealed to me that book, and I took that book and edited it into better English. Nagaraj Prabhu and Kishori edited my writing, and it's in my book, Jai Jagannath, where practically verse by verse, the whole story of the history of how Lord Jagannath manifested in this universe, and when he did, and where he did, and how he's there. So this Kshetra Mahatmya that's being referred to in the purport is that book, describing these daityas. Visvavasu was a Sabara, But his descendants, who are sabaras and take care of the deities now, are not necessarily pig herders. Just like the descendants of a slave, they're no longer slaves in today's society, especially in America. Maybe a descendant, Prabhupada gives the example, maybe a son of a high court judge, but that doesn't make you a high court judge. So similarly, many of these people are, actually, the book that I came across, the Purusottama Kshetra Mahatmya, was a PhD thesis by a doctor of Sanskrit at Utkal University in Bhuvaneshwar. His name was Gopinath Mohapatra. And the Mohapatras, many of them are Daitis or Sabaras, but now he's a PhD scholar. So time has changed. However, among the Daitis, there are also many who come from the Brahmin caste. Those Daitis coming from the Brahmin families are also called Daityapatis, or leaders of the Daitis. The Daityapatis offer food such as sweetmeats to Lord Jagannath during the Anavasara, the resting period of after Snan Yatra. So these particular caste of devotees are the pujaris for Lord Jagannath while he's sick in the hospital, while he's in his recuperation, and they renovate the deity, and they also bring different Ayurvedic juices and fruits and different things from the jungles and forests of Orissa and feed those to the deity to help him get better. They also make the early morning offering of sweetmeats daily. It is said that during the Anavasara, Lord Jagannath suffers from a fever and that the Daityapatis offer him an infusion of drugs represented by fruit juice. It is said that in the beginning, Lord Jagannath was worshipped by the Sabaras and was known as the deity Nila Madhava. Later, when the deity was reestablished in the temple, the Lord became known as Jagannath. Because the deities were taken from the Sabaras, all the Sabara devotees were elevated to the position of Daityas. So, now you can turn to your YouTube and go to the browser for Pahandi and we'll watch who these people are, these Daityas. Bringing it out. Keshav, I'm going to have you stop it at different places, okay? It's only a minute long, so try to get that bigger. Somebody want to help him, Madame Prabhu? Okay. Yeah, just click that, Keshava, and then I'll tell you when to click it again. Okay. The first, what we saw, was there are 22 steps from the temple to the front to the front gate. And that's where the Pahandi is, where they bring him down the steps. And this is Sudarsan Chakra. You can see that each family, the boys, the men in the families, have the seva of worshipping, caring for, and doing the puja for Sudarsan Chakra. This is the Daityapatis of Sudarsan Chakra. Okay? We're just gonna go through it. Go ahead.
And I'm sitting on Subhadra's part. Wow. Okay, stop.
This is obviously Lord Balaram. What happens is that in the morning, all the carts, as I've mentioned during the previous night, from Nechotsva and the cleansing of Gundicha Mandir, then at night they bring the carts out and put them out in front of the temple and build rampways. Everything's out of wood. There's no machines used in any of this endeavor. Everything, even the carving of the carts, is all done by hand. And what happens is that those carts are there, and first Sudarshan Chakra comes out, and all these people are starting to gather. There's a cordon around the carts, and the people are starting to gather. It's kind of early in the morning. It's pretty mellow. And Lord Sudarshan Chakra comes out. This whole process from the time Sudarshan Chakra comes out to the time Jagannath comes out, it's probably 2 or 3 in the afternoon by the time he comes out. So we're not talking about just a quick, have the mayor come up, sweep the cart, throw coconut, and go. It's actually 6, 7, 8 hour endeavor from early morning, 6, 7 o'clock in the morning till 2 or 3 in the afternoon. So Sudarshan, we see Baladev, Subhadra, and then Jagannath.
The nails on the hair.
Pardon?
The nails on the hair. They use nails?
They use nails. They use actually wooden dowels. They do have some metal. I think that's probably just to hold it together in case it breaks. But it's mostly, it's all wooden. And each father teaches his son how to make a particular part of the cart. So all the different families have a different part of the cart they make. And then there's administrators, Vishvakarmas, men who organize all the different things and put them together. Yeah. They what?
I've heard that the devotees eat the cart after the celebration is finished.
No, the cart is made of wood.
Dharmaraj said that.
No, what they do is they use the wood to cook food that they eat. Well, somebody might take a piece of the card and feed it or something. Okay, this is going to go quick, but now it's going to be Subhadra and Jagannath.
This is Subhadra. And that's Jagannath coming out. That's what we're reading about right now. And then he's placed on his cart.
Okay, so let's read about that. While carrying the deity of Lord Jagannath, some of the daityas took hold of the shoulders of the Lord, and some caught his lotus feet. The Lord Jagannath deity was bound at the waist by strong, thick rope made of silk. From two sides, the daityas caught hold of this rope and raised the deity. Strong, puffed-up cotton pads called tulis were spread out from the throne to the car, and the heavy deity of Lord Jagannath was carried from one pillow-like pad to the next by the daityas. While the daityas carried the heavy Jagannath deity from one pad to the next, some of the pads broke, and the cotton contents floated into the air. When they broke, they made a heavy cracking sound. Lord Jagannath is the maintainer of the whole universe. Who can carry him from one place to another? However, the Lord moves by his personal will just to perform his pastimes. While the Lord was being transported from the throne to the car, tumultuous sounds were made on various musical instruments. You heard that, and the blowing of the trumpets. That goes on constantly. And on the cart, when it's actually moving, it's amazing. When the British first went, we know the word juggernaut means huge, moving force. The men, there's like hundreds of them on each cart, and they're all banging these cymbals in unison. You can hear it all over the whole.
100 gongs.
Over 100 gongs, yes. The gongs, right. And they're sitting there and they're dancing and they're blowing those horns. While the Lord was being carried from the throne to the car, King Pachaparudra personally engaged in the Lord's service by cleansing the road with a broom that had a golden handle. This verse, text 15, begins the next part or description of the Charapahanra. In other words, the deity has been brought out. All the deities come out. They're placed onto their chariots. Then what happens is the king has been doing puja in his palace. His palace is maybe 50 yards, 50 meters away, half, you know, down the road. His palace is there, and he's in his palace. Now, the first year we went, 1992, 93, 94, something like that, they had an elephant procession, which they no longer do. We'll show the movie in a minute, and you'll see the elephants walking through the crowd of a million people, so they stopped that. But it was really far out, because what happens is that they have these long trumpets, just like you see in like old English movies of royalty. And then the elephant comes out, and the king's in the back of the elephant procession being carried on a palanquin, and he's brought up to the carts. Now, in this description, it's different. It says that as the deity was being carried from the simhasan, or from the throne to the car, King Pachaparudra was sweeping the cart, or sweeping the road. That's not what happens anymore. Now, they actually sweep the cart, as we'll see in a minute. It's a little bit different. The king sprinkled the road with sandalwood-scented water. This is now done by pujaris. You'll see them in front of the king throwing flower petals and water. Although he was the owner of the royal throne, he engaged in menial service for the sake of Lord Jagannath. Although the king was the most exalted, respectable person, still he accepted menial service for the Lord. He therefore became a suitable candidate for receiving the Lord's mercy. Upon seeing the king engaged in such menial service, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very happy. Simply by rendering this service, the king received the mercy of the Lord. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Unless one receives the mercy of the Lord, he cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead or engage in his devotional service. Atapi de deva padambuja dvaya prasada de sanugrihita evihi janati tat van bhagavan mahim no na chanya eko pi chirim vichinvan. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.29. Only a devotee who has received a small fraction of the mercy of the Lord can understand him. Others may be engaged in theoretical speculation to understand the Lord, but they cannot know anything about him. Although Maharaj Pachaparudra was very eager to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord refused to see him. That's another layer. Remember I mentioned that there are layers of narrative inherent in the text. We've also been hearing about how when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Puri 2 years ago from this event and transformed and converted Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, King Pachaparudra back at his capital in Cuttack heard about this through the various messengers and talk in the town and everything. Sometimes he would come to Puri and he heard about this sannyasi who had come from Bengal and actually converted one of the most learned scholars in India. So he called Sarvabhauma, who was known to him, to his palace and said, you know, had a talk with him, and Sarvabhauma explained he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. From that moment, King Pachaparudra's anticipation to meet the Lord began to germinate and grow. So another anticipation, which is inherent in the text, is this whole desire of King Pachaparudra. He's carrying out this activity. One of the things that's interesting, he's carrying out his activities kind of mixed. He has a lifelong born inherent love for Lord Jagannath. Simultaneously, he has had a dream and seen that Lord Jagannath is Lord Chaitanya, that Lord Chaitanya is Lord Jagannath in a different form. So, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya has explained to him that he's the Lord. So while he's performing this service of to one form of the Lord, simultaneously he's anticipating, he was told by Sarvabhauma to chant the five chapters of the Rasa Lila, when Mahaprabhu was in ecstasy, he would be unconscious. It was a plan in order to get the king to meet the Lord. So simultaneously, while he's doing this, he's got to be thinking that after I'm finished with this, I'm going to go chant those verses to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And what a mix in his heart is developing as he does this seva. However, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although the king refused to see him, however, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the king engaged in menial service for Lord Jagannath, he became very happy. Thus, the king became eligible to receive Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. If a devotee accepts Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the universal guru, and Lord Jagannath as the supreme personality of Godhead Krishna, he can be benefited by the combined mercy of Krishna and Guru. This is stated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his instructions to Srila Rupa Goswami, Madhya 19.151. Brahmande Brahmate Kong Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Paya Bhakti Ratta Beach. The seed of devotional service fructifies and becomes a transcendental creeper. Finally, it reaches the lotus feet of the Lord in the spiritual sky. This seed is obtained by the mercy of the Lord and the Guru. By the Lord's mercy, one gets association of a bona fide Guru. And by the mercy of the Guru, one gets a chance to render devotional service. Devotional service, the science of bhakti yoga, carries one from this material world to the spiritual world. So we can see that everything we're being taught by Srila Prabhupada is practically being replicated and nurtured in our society. So now we'll see the Charapahanra king sweeping the cart. This is the present king. The next tab. Yeah. Make it big. Yeah, and then click the begin it.
Ready?
Yeah. See, like, he's carrying it right now. He's got his hand in it, and he's got some sandalwood water and some lotus petals, some flower petals. So that's the Charapahara. That's the king sweeping the cart. Kings, by nature, are leaders. Aribo, Jagannath Swami, Nayana Patagami, and Babatuna. One year there was a man chanting that whole prayer over a loudspeaker. He was really beautiful. They have so many different, every year it's different. I told Madan, there's a nice example. My trying to explain to you what it's like is kind of like if you were to go to another culture, another country, like China, and you went on a guided tour. You know, you go where they tell you to go, when they tell you to go there, and you get a peep into the culture. But if you go and live amongst people, even for a month in a village, you get a completely different experience. And if you go and stay a year or 20 years, we lived in Puri for 22 years. So it's a totally different experience. My practice going on Parikrama wasn't, I don't find a real, going to places is wonderful to just visit for a day. But if you can go to a place, bring your Srimad Bhagavatam, bring your Chaitanya Charitamrita, and go and stay in a place, even for a few days, it completely, each place, according to our philosophy, is none different than the deity of that location. Like if you're in Ramanreti, Vrindavan, and you're worshiping Krishna and Balaram as the main activities that were performed there. So meditating on Krishna and Balaram with the cows and the cowherd boys and all those pastimes. And then if you go over to Gokul and spend 2 weeks in Gokul near Brahmandagat where Krishna ate dirt or Mother Yasoda tied and bound Krishna during his babyhood, there are even different sampradayas and different devotees who worship the mood of that deity. Or if you go to Tirupati and stay there, you get that mood. When we did Padyatra, I traveled on Padyatra for 8 months, which was South India, going from Dwarka all the way down to Kanyakumari and then back up to Mayapur. All South India, practically speaking, is Vishnu deities. It's Krishna, but it's not Krishna. So part of my call to action was, if you get a chance in your lifetime to go to a Jagannath Rath Yatra in Jagannath Puri, go like during the time of Snan Yatra, spend a couple of weeks at the beach in the seaside resort, and then go to Rath Yatra and wait 10 days, and then the Bahudi Yatra. It's a fantastic experience in Krishna consciousness. It nurtures one's affection for the Lord in that form, and meditating on Lord Chaitanya and Lord Jagannath, as mentioned in this purport, as Guru and Krishna, nurtures it. It's sambandha, abideha, and prayojana. It's a path that helps, carries one, as Prabhupada said in the purport, from the material world to the spiritual world. Now, I finally want to end with this. This is a 1961 Rath Yatra. This is before Srila Prabhupada left India. So you'll see what India was like. It was, 14 years after they gained independence. They had been a subjected country for 300 years. So it's quite downtrodden. But what notice, especially when they bring the deity up on the cart, it was described here how they tied the deity with silken ropes around him. You'll see that's why I put this particular part in, because you'll see how he's being carried up onto the cart with these strong ropes.
Jai Jagannath.
I have some of my books. If anybody's ever interested, just give a donation. I keep some in my car for those that might not have it. Are there any questions or comments? Samapriya. Wait for the microphone, okay? Can somebody get a microphone? So the two festivals, the two parts of the ceremony being described are? Who remembers the names? Pahandi and Chera Pahandra.
I just want to tell one small story that happened one year when the king, who was a friend of ours, gave us passes to go inside the cordon. Where that there were many, many people outside, and the three carts are lined up and protected by guards, and we actually had a really good view of how the deities were coming out of the temple. So I was watching how they were bringing Lord Jagannath up, and he was going up on the ramp, and the pandi was being performed back and forth by all the daitas pulling. And I noticed that underneath the ramp, there was an emptiness. And I thought, this is my chance to get the dust of the lotus feet of Lord Jagannath. So I very stealthily walked very nonchalantly, because if I did it very quickly, then everyone would follow and there would be a million people. But I had a plan. So I all by myself, I was walking very slowly, and I came to underneath the ramp where Lord Jagannath was being pushed back and forth to his throne, and there was about one thin board between my head and Lord Jagannath's lotus feet. There were even lines, you know, when they put the boards together, there's dust that falls. So I was so excited, I pushed my head underneath the bottom side of the cart, and while the Jagannath was walking, being pushed back and forth, I pushed my head under and I got the dust of his lotus feet. So after that, everyone outside saw what I was up to, and immediately was filled up with many, many people trying to get the dust also. Hare Krishna.
Sangata Korpava.
Hare Krishna, thank you, Prabhu. Do these kings come in a line that's still intact, you know, from one king to the next?
They do come in a line, but that line has been broken several times, and then they usually get a descendant of another royalty and go from there. This king, present king, is not a descendant of King Pachaparuga.
And the king is the king of Orissa, which is
like
a province? And
at that time it was called Kalinga, and it extended from north in Bengal. Was Nawab Hussein Shah, the one that Rupa and Sanatan Goswami were in the government service of. He was the Sultan of Bengal. South of Bengal was Kalinga. And then all the way south to the Godavari River, where Ramananda Rai was the governor, that whole eastern province from the mountains There's some mountains that go down that eastern side, coast of India. All that was Kalinga. And then south of that was Vijayanagara, which was also Hindu. At that time, India, 1500s, was part Muslim Mughal Empire. In the north, the Delhi Sultan, the Bengal Sultan, but all south remained Hindu. The south really wasn't really influenced. These people, they invaded from Persia and Arabia, which is now Tehran, and Iran and Pakistan and all that. They invaded India or came into India and their influence in the 12th century and started to influence northern India. But a lot of their influences really didn't make it very far south. And because Puri is all the way over on the other side, it's on the eastern side, it was the northmost Hindu region or kingdom. So King Pachapurabhu was the king of Kalinga.
Just a couple of small details. It looked like the carts were going side by side, so that's the wide road they were
No. No, that's where they're lined up outside the temple. Outside the temple, there's a parking lot for the chariots. They're there. Then what happens is that first Balaram's cart goes, then Subhadra's cart goes, then Lord Jagannath's cart goes.
Each cart seemed to have several ropes, maybe four or five, six.
No, these are huge. The carts are almost as big as this temple. The carts are as big as this temple, just the platform that all the people are standing on. It's like if this temple was to pick up and kind of go along, that would be about the size of it.
In Mayapur, in Rajpur, down the road from Mayapur, where Lord Jagannath resides, it's quite nice to see how they replicate that ceremony of bringing the Lord off of the altar to the cart, and with the clanging of the rocking, and real dramatically, as kind of replicating what was in Jagannath Puri. It's a beautiful. The whole event, from like you say.
And then where do they do a Rath Yatra?
Oh, absolutely.
Where does the deity go?
All the way down to
ISKCON?
Mayapur, yeah.
I see.
ISKCON.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Oh. It's
very much Mayapur. I was there doing a Snan Yatra at one time, which was beautiful. All the devotees went to the Ganges and got pots,
yes,
and then went down there and bathed the deities. That was beautiful. But I don't remember a Rath Yatra.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice. Beautiful.
They do it the same day.
Oh, I see. And he comes back to a Bahuri Yatra?
Uh-huh.
I've often wondered, and you lived there for so many years, you became friends with the king of Orissa, and probably knew a lot of the pundits. Why would you not be allowed in the temple? Did they ever get an explanation from any of these people? I mean, if Sabaras can be daitras, how did that all develop?
It's culture. Well, how it all developed was that there was a Hindu converted Brahmin named Kalapahara, and he, what do they call it when somebody goes from one side to the other? He defected to the Muslims. He married a Muslim and became a general in the Muslim army, and this was quite some time ago, and actually came with that army prior to the outside of the temple wall being there, and took the deities and burnt them. So from then on, the culture said, no non-Hindus, nobody allowed if you're not a Hindu. You know, that's a cultural... at least that's one historical instance that would indicate why they were so why they, that developed. Pundrikam?
During your research, is that the temple, what place where the Nila Madhava was worshipped? As far as I understand it, it wasn't exactly the same place. We went one time to some place when I was in Bhubaneswar. We went to some place where I think it was south inland from the temple, like that.
Where Nila Madhava is now?
No, but oh. Is the pastime when the crow fell in the water and attained forearms?
Like, yeah,
that was the place.
Yeah.
So that
well is still there.
The place is there. Yeah.
No, that
they have
there was more of a hill there. It was called Nila. Apparently, previously there was more of a hill there, although the temple's up.
Yeah.
It was called Nilagiri.
At Jagannath Temple.
Yeah.
Jagannath Temple.
Yeah. No, we're talking Jagannath Temple, Nilagiri, and Swan Kwa, the well.
That's not Jagannath Temple.
No?
No.
Oh.
They're
the village.
Why Mahadeva was never installed? Then the Lord says, Mahadeva, Mahana the river,
where
that story is to place of Vishavasus, bringing the king, and then king was in a separation.
But I didn't want to go, it's a long story that how the Lord actually gave that rumble voice in the sky, says, I'm not coming.
Yes,
Nila Madhava anymore. You curbed the deity. So Nila Madhava never actually came to Jagannath Puri. Nila Madhava stayed there.
Oh, that's not the way Purushottam etc. Mahatmya describes it.
Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj put that out. I remember Radhanath Maharaj was explaining that also.
Because what happens if you link it with the Bhuvaneshwar story, Lord Shiva, then it describes very clearly in Purushottam etc. Mahatmya that south of what was Bhuvaneshwar called before? Ekamravan. South of Ekamravan, what happened was that Lord Brahma was feeling compassion, according to Purushottam etc. Mahatma, feeling compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. Mm-hmm. And he's asking Lord Vishnu how they can be saved. And he said, you go to my abode, south of Ekamravan, on the seashore. That place is very beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So, that named after me, if they live there, then the glories of that holy place are described. If they live there, if they perform this, that, then these are the benefits. So it's clearly described, and then Kshankshetra, the whole image of the Kshank.
That's
seen?
Correct. What you're saying, it's correct.
It's all...
But this is Jagannath. But Nila Madhava is... Nila
Madhava
takes whole day. I went in a bus. We took whole day. We stayed there. This is the only place the Vedic culture is so intact.
He's still there, no?
We could not go where the ladies are. Ladies take bath one side of the river, and we take bath another side of the river. The whole mountain is still there, in the mother. But the Lord told that I'm not coming in that form. You have to carve from the wood. That's why it's called Daru Brahma.
Yes.
So the Narad Muni came and Brahmaji came. They installed this Jagannath where the Jagannath is. It's different.
Okay.
There is in Nila Madhava. The crow fell in the. That's what. Yeah, those stories are there. Rohini Kundu.
Yes, Rohini Kundu.
Yeah.
And there's no Rohini Kund in Jagannath Temple?
Yeah, there is a duplicate of everything.
Duplicate.
But Nila Madhava is far. Nila Madhava is like it takes one day by bus.
Okay.
From Bhuvaneswar. I mean, it's very far. Yeah. So like at least 6-7 hours, I don't know.
Yeah. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki.